All DHBs need to get 90% of their population double vaccinated so we can move into the next stage of the COVID response. That's a traffic light system, and vaccine certificates are the key. For lockdown Auckland, reaching 90% will mean freedom similar to level 2, at least inside the city border, and only if you're double jabbed. And a Christmas outside the city boundary could be on the cards too. In the meantime, additional financial support has been announced for struggling businesses, with the COVID resurgence payments set to double and offered more frequently. Newmarket Business Association Chief Executive Mark Knopf-Thomas joins us now. Kia ora, Mark. Was today's announcement the news you were looking for? How'd you rate it out of 10?
Kia ora. Well, I think parts of today's announcement were great and other parts of it were a bit disappointing. I guess there are probably three things I'd say. One is that we asked for a framework and targets and they gave us that. So that's a good thing. But I'd sort of question if the targets are the right ones. The second thing is we asked for more money and resurgence payments and they've delivered on that, and that's a really good thing. I think those payments will go a long way to help business. But I would have thought they could have actually done that for next week as opposed to the 12th of November. But the third thing, which is the thing for me, which is most concerning, is the gap from where we are right now to when we will be able to start trading under the new traffic light system. That's the big unknown, and that could be best case scenario 3 weeks, worst case scenario sometime in November or December.
And where does that leave you between now and then? Is the boost enough to get you through?
Well, not really. I think it will be for some, but not for everybody. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are very stressed, and feedback I've had from retailers today was they're pretty upset, largely from retail and hospitality providers. They just want to trade. And I think the overarching sense is that, you know, most people have followed the rules, they've done what they're supposed to do, they've got double vaccinations done, and most of our consumer, like for Newmarket specifically, for our consumer demographic, they've followed the rules and they're highly vaccinated too. So they say, well, why can't those people come and do some trade with me because they're vaccinated and I'm vaccinated, what's wrong with that? That seems to be the problem people are having, that there's still, they've done what they're supposed to do, but the goalposts keep being shifted a wee bit.
What about actually implementing the traffic light scheme when we do get there? Are you confident businesses have the resources and the capabilities to make all of those checks and balances happen?
People will make it work because they are so desperate to start trading again. You know, businesses, they're getting all the support from government and they need it, but what they really want to be doing is trading and getting back to doing what they do. I'm a wee bit concerned about the traffic light system for hospitality in December, which should be for them like one of the biggest parts of the year for them trade-wise, and there'll still be some quite hefty restrictions around some larger venues in particular with the numbers. But essentially, people just want to get back to trading. So I think overall, the announcement today was okay. It wasn't amazing and it wasn't terrible. It was okay.
We've got that date for the end of November when this is going to be reviewed. We'll see how things are going. Cabinet will take another look. If business in Auckland and Newmarket specifically isn't able to get back to some form of trading by early December, what's that going to look like for you guys?
Well, you know, we've already lost. Places have already hit the wall under this current lockdown. We've lost a few businesses already, and there will be more to come, undoubtedly. If people can't start trading and clearing stock in the near future, that's going to be more problematic, and the government will have to look again at what they can do, because long-term, this lack of trading for a long period of time is really just totally unsustainable.
Just lastly, Mark, how about sweeteners? We didn't hear any today, incentives to get people out of the house when we are finally allowed, vouchers, outdoor trading options. Would you like to see anything there?
We would support anything to incentivise people to go shopping and to go and have a bite to eat somewhere. We really, if the government can come to that party as well, that would be fantastic. I heard Stuart Nash say today actually that they shied away from doing that. But I think, you know, we really would like as much support as we possibly can. But again, people just want to get back to trading as soon as possible.
Kia ora, Mark. That was Mark Knopf-Thomas there from the Newmarket Business Association giving us his thoughts and those of some Newmarket businesses in Auckland on today's roadmap out of the current COVID lockdowns.